Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
And we're all set, cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And world events are quite serious. As we look around, Brad, thank you for engineering. Jason is stuck in traffic. I'm Vincent Finelli. Let's see, we've got Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia joining us today. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm really concerned, as I'm sure you are and everyone else who is tuned into USA Prepares is. Gwyneth is live in Australia, ladies first. Greg Lesher is in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent.
Greg, thank you for sharing your... Thank you for sharing your time with Gwyneth Isaacs and today. And we're going to be talking about some really serious developments. And this might not be the exact take that you hear in the mainstream media.
That's not surprising, huh?
All right, not surprising. And class, you are tuned to Free Speech Central, Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth, did you want to share some of your thoughts, ladies first, about what's happening with Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine is a really, really interesting situation because the thing is that Vladimir Putin didn't start this, okay? But he's going to finish it. Ukraine is where the Russian culture actually started from. It's where they first developed their whole civilization. And this was well over 1,000 years ago. Okay, if you ask the Russians about their own history, they will tell you that they are all descended from one man. And that man's name is called Moshe. And Moshe was the son of Japheth in the Bible, who was the son of Noah. That's what the Russians themselves will tell you. They are a very Christian people. But even before they were Christians, they knew that they were the sons of Moshe, the son of Japheth, the son of Noah. Because that's history. And that is something you will absolutely not hear from the mainstream media, because if there's one guy that they do not want you to know about, it's Noah and Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Okay? And the fact that Japheth had a series, he had a lot of sons. He had a lot of grandsons. And they are all the ancestors of all the... what we would call Caucasian or white-skinned people. So he was also the ancestor of the Persians, and he was also the ancestor of, I mean, Japheth, that is. And he was the ancestor of the, you know, the Celts, and he was the ancestor of the Scythians, which are the Central Asian nations. But anyway, Moshe was one of his strongest sons. Moshe went north, and he first of all settled in Romania, then Hungary, and then he kept on going north, and he ended up building a city next to a river, and he called the city after himself and his wife. And so the city was called Moshoch Kvah. His name was called Moshoch, and his wife's name was called Kvah. So the city became called Moshoch Kvah, and for short and over the centuries, it became called Moskva, and that is the city of Moscow. That's where it came from. Why is all this important? Because this is the history of the Russian people. This is where they came from. But Moshoch, he did this voyage, and he established civilization everywhere that he went. And he settled for quite a long time in the Ukraine, and especially in the Crimea. And this is the place that the Russians regard as being the womb of their very civilization. Okay? So that is why when NATO came and said, well, we're just going to take Ukraine, and, you know, we're going to install a puppet dictator, and we're going to just start killing ethnic Russians who still live in the Ukraine, then Vladimir Putin said, no, you're not. And, you know, after 8 years, because actually this war has already been going for 8 years and has had zero press coverage in the West, and finally Vladimir Putin, after 8 years, when NATO said, we are just going to, if you don't back off and if you don't get out of here, Mr. Putin, and stop supporting these what NATO called Ukrainian rebels, then we are going to, we're just going to start killing people. We're killing people anyway, but we're going to really, really, really start killing people. And so Putin said, all right, well, I'm invading. I am sending my soldiers in to secure the interests of the Ukrainians, the Russian-speaking Ukrainians who still live in Ukraine, which is the very womb that our civilization came from. That's what's really going on here. It's as if, okay, some hostile foreign enemy decided that they, and actually a whole gang of hostile foreign enemies decided that they were going to invade Canada and just start killing Canadians. I think that the Americans would have some objection to that. And that's what's really going on here. And the actual state of the United States military, which is heading up NATO, and Klaus Schwab, which is paying off NATO, writing the checks for NATO, is this, that the most of the militaries that make up NATO, especially the American army, are full of deranged perverts and Nazis. That is what they are. There's just no getting around it. And that is whether they come from the United States, whether they come, unfortunately, probably the Australian army are not quite as bad, because, you know, Australian men, I think, have decided to, you know, still be men, although, you know, they're weak. They're weak and they're soft, and they've been trained to be order followers more than patriots. And you can disagree with Russia all you want, but at the end of the day, most Russians still love Mother Russia and would be horrified at anybody telling them that they ought to do something that would be harmful to Mother Russia. And if they happen to be holding a firearm, I'm not advocating that anybody should do this. I'm just saying this is the Russian mentality. If they're holding a firearm, they've been given a firearm by somebody, and then that somebody tells them to do something that they know is going to hurt Mother Russia, they're going to turn that firearm on whoever told them to do something that was harmful to Mother Russia. The Russians are the strongest and the smart people that you will ever meet on the face of God's earth. And I believe at present that they are some of the most patriotic to their own nation and the most loyal and the most honourable people that you will ever meet. And that's not to say that they're perfect, but Russians love Russia. And that's something that most Americans in the American army, I believe, don't love America. They have been trained to be order followers. And if somebody tells them, unfortunately, if somebody tells them that now they need to start killing Americans, that they're going to go ahead and do so. And that's painful truth. I can see how a lot of people, especially military veterans, are probably going to be really upset at me for saying this. But I'm not an American. I'm looking at the situation from the outside, and maybe that gives me a bit of a fresh perspective. And I love America. I think America is one of the greatest countries that's ever been on God's earth. I really, really do. It breaks my heart to see what's been happening to your great country. You know, that the American military is sitting on their hands. They're allowing it to happen. And, that's just how it is. Does that make sense, Vincent? I think I made a few enemies.
Well, that's what free. Well, half of America hates the other half of America.
Yes.
We have transvestites welcomed in the White House. We have homosexuals welcomed in the White House. They're paraded around like they actually know what they're doing. And so these are the people who are going are supposed to project nationalism and strength. These perverts, parasites, homosexuals, transvestites, etc. The greedy people as well. Greg, your thoughts on what Gwen said?
She's absolutely right. I just watched a video this morning of Russian troops coming in and the people in Ukraine dancing with them. And excited, yeah. And they're looking at them as peacekeepers. There have been comments that, we've been living in Nazi Germany. You're here to free us.
Yes.
And I'll speak a little bit more on that on the other side of the break.
Yeah, and so what Greg, I'm going to just interpret what Greg just said, that the Russian forces are there in Ukraine to free the Ukrainian people. That's the way they see it. And our media says the opposite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more. 800-932-5140.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And we're talking about the Russia-Ukraine situation. Greg Lesher is in Utah. Greg, please continue.
Yes. I want you to think of something, a scenario. Say there's a meeting at Davos going on, and people are standing around filming because they want to see this. And the missiles start coming, and they blow up the whole building with all of Klaus Schwab and everybody else in it. They're not going to be screaming and yelling and running from it. They're going to quietly be filming it. This is what's going on. You don't see terror in these people's eyes when they see these areas going off. They know those areas are strategic and who they're strategic to. You know, Biden in his last speech made the comment that we stand for freedom. Is the freedom he's talking about what we've experienced this past year? Is that the kind of freedom he's talking about? You need to start looking at everything he says backwards. Because they're not telling the truth. The truth's not in them. Good is being called evil. Evil is being called good, just as the scriptures foretold. Does anybody believe the media, especially after this last year, that the vaccine's safe and effective and you should take it while you're pregnant? And it's caused massive, massive abortions. You're much greater to have an abortion by taking it. And they're still touting that propaganda out. I see it on billboards. We're living in a world that's upside down. And unfortunately, you know, the sanctions that he's putting on them, are we a real producer that we produce all these products that go to Russia? Absolutely not. Now, if it was China saying we put sanctions on them, it would be a different story, wouldn't it? We're not producing enough here for sanctions to work. What we do produce, if we put sanctions on it, will only hurt us, the American people. We're being lied to. These people are crying in tears, and I saw it in a video. They are so thankful that he's coming in because they can see that they will get their land back, their freedoms back. It would be like, you know, Biden leaving office to us. You know, it's just not what we're seeing, people. It's not going to end well for us the further we get involved in it.
We have been, the West has been warned by Russia that if we meddle, if we intervene, there will be a response that the world has never seen before. Now, Klaus, what could that possibly be? Well, one thing is right now, at this moment, in Ukraine, it's over now. There was a battle for Chernobyl, that land. That has been taken by the Russians. Just the movement of the machinery, the military equipment, over the ground has released more radiation into the air. Think of it like a small dusty road in the summer when the road is dry and machinery, cars, trucks are traveling down the road and there's a dust cloud behind. So whatever was on the ground becomes airborne. Well, that's what's happening right now, and there is a measurable increase in radiation in the air right now at the Chernobyl site. And it's being carried by the wind. So, actually, Chernobyl is a strategic area. Now, what would happen if there were a bigger battle there, or if there were a detonation there, and the sarcophagus that is entombing Chernobyl's meltdown is destroyed? Now, in 1972, the site was chosen in Ukraine for the Chernobyl nuclear reactors. Construction began, and 5 years later, it was opened in 1977. 9 years later, it was evacuated in 1986 with the meltdown of the Chernobyl reactors. Right now, it's entombed in concrete, and that's going to last 100 years if everything goes right, unless it gets blown up. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We stand with the brave people of Ukraine. We fully support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, its right of self-defense, and its right to choose its own path. And this ends the public part of the meeting, so then I ask the media to leave the room, and we continue in just a second.
Moments ago, NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg. President Biden is meeting virtually with NATO heads of state for a summit to discuss the security situation in and around Ukraine. Although it's not official yet, President Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the nation's highest court. That comes from two sources familiar with the situation. They told that to Politico. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
President Biden imposes more sanctions on Russia's violent and deadly aggression in Ukraine on Thursday.
We've been transparent with the world. We've shared declassified evidence about Russia's plans and cyber attacks and false pretexts so that there could be no confusion or cover-up about what Putin was doing. Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe costs on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time. We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies. I want to be clear. The United States is not doing this alone. For months, we've been building a coalition of partners representing well more than half the global economy. 27 members of the European Union, including France, Germany, Italy, as well as the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and many others, to amplify the joint impact of our response. I just spoke with the G7 leaders this morning, and we're in full and total agreement. We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen to be part of the global economy.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. Did you catch those key words in that the bottom of the hour there where he said Ukraine's sovereignty? Ukraine isn't sovereign. That's why they've been at war for so long. They're fighting against the dictator. The only sovereign is the dictator. And did you hear him, Biden, keep saying the global, the one world order? Russia's against that. They're not a part of it. So they're making Russia out to be the enemy of freedom, which is completely opposite. Anyway,
if they back Russia into a corner, which they're trying to do financially with sanctions, and restricting global trade. And I don't like the word global either. I think we've painted ourselves into a corner too. Well, actually, our government has allowed this with the semiconductors, etc. They've done this to us. Well, Gwyneth, you had mentioned off-air the fertilizer situation and Vladimir Putin and Russia. Would you care to flesh that out for our class, please?
Yeah, Russia doesn't need anyone except Russia. Russia's the biggest nation by land area on the face of the earth, and they can and they do make everything they need for Russia in their own national boundaries.
Amen. Amen.
They don't need anyone.
No. If you remember when they were free, they became free. They started to build. They are what we used to be.
Yes.
When we were free.
And Russia is the mightiest nation. It used to be that the U.S. was the mightiest nation that the world has ever known. But Russia, historically, over a period of over 1,000 years, is the mightiest nation that the world has ever seen. And communism was a short 70 or 80 year blip of oppression on the radar compared to the thousands of years of Russian history that had been since the days of Moscow until now. Okay? And I mean, Russia's had a lot of warfare, a lot of invasion, a lot of blood, and a lot of oppression. And especially that there were certain tsars that were soaked in blood. I think that would be the kind of term. But
do either of you remember a few years ago Russia offering farmers in the U.S. land for free? They were giving away land.
That's right, and they can do that.
The U.S. farmers?
They got millions and millions and millions and millions of acres of land with nobody on it. But Russia, I'll tell you about Russia. The Russians, okay, prior to the era of communism, would build palaces and whole cities, enormous, prosperous, beautiful cities in the most frigid, cold, inhospitable climate you could possibly imagine. And these palaces had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rooms. There is a film out there on the internet, and it's something like 2 or 3 hours long. And it's one man with a GoPro camera, or with a Steadicam. I think it's actually a Steadicam. And he's walking through one palace. And he would be walking through one room about every 5 seconds for about 3 hours. And he said that he did not even make it through a fraction of the rooms in this palace. And that is called the Hermitage. And it was built by Catherine the Great, architect. It was commissioned by Catherine the Great, and it was built by her architect. And, actually, she wasn't even Russian. She was Austrian, okay? But she married the Tsar. The Tsar made a plot to assassinate Catherine the Great. Catherine the Great found out about it, and she turned around and assassinated the Tsar. And it turned out that the Tsar was a cruel despot, and the Russian people clapped and cheered her. And she became the Tsar instead of the Tsar. And, the Russian people absolutely adored her because she assassinated a despot.
That's what the
Russian people are like.
One of the things I've asked our instructors to do lately is to focus on immediate preparedness, because I believe that there's going to be fallout And I'd like to ask each of you if you believe there's going to be fallout as a result. It could be nuclear fallout. It could be economic fallout. It could be supply chain fallout. But I believe everything's going to get worse as a result of this. And I think it could last a little longer than just, you know, a couple of days. And it could end up changing the power structure throughout the world. And if radioactivity is released, it'll end up everywhere, in my opinion. And a cyber attack could cripple any nation except very, very underdeveloped nations. They might be somewhat immune to it. But for the most part, a cyber attack could cripple the United States. Just losing power would cripple the United States. And it's not something that, you know, we wouldn't hear an explosions going off everywhere and buildings collapsing. It'd be really quiet. It would just go dark real fast. Gwyneth, what are your thoughts about what you told me privately about fertilizer and Russia?
Okay, Russia controls around about a third of the world's fertilizer. That's either directly or indirectly. And it might be 30%, it might be 33%. And I don't think it really matters at this stage. But if people can't get fertilizer, then they can't grow crops on an industrial level. And it's going to be up to each of us to raise the food that we need. Russia will be able to raise the food that it needs because 90% of Russia's food production is produced on small family farms called dachas. That's spelt in Roman alphabet, you would spell it something like D-A-C-H-A. That's called a dacha. And it's a small family farm of between 5 and 20 or 30 acres. And most Russian families have a dacha. The dacha is generally looked after by the babushka and her husband. And that's where they produce 90% of their food, on small family farms. They might have chickens, goats, sheep, maybe a horse, maybe a donkey, maybe a cow, maybe two or three cows. But that's how 90% of their food is made. And it's been that way forever. It was that way all through the communist era. And during the disaster of the communists, because they had their own great leap forward, but the only reason why, just like the Chinese did, but the only reason why Russia's people did not starve on a wholesale basis was because they already had the culture and the system of dacha food production in place. And my objective when I established this farm that I'm living on is to form it after the model of a dacha. And if everybody had their own dacha, then we will not starve and we will not be reliant on the globalists for anything.
That's what America used to. That's what America used to be like. One second, Greg, and then please continue. But class, right now, Russia is the number three oil exporter, number three, and the number two natural gas exporter. So we're talking about fertilizer, oil, and natural gas. Those are three huge items, and they affect everybody. So immediate preparedness should be on your radar right now. Get what you need immediately. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's been shutting down here are these small family farms. They're starving to death. Okay, they're barely making it. They're not making it. They're in the hole. Most of them are in the hole. And the only Bill Gates buys up all the farmland. You can see the end result. I mean, it's written. It's as plain as day. There's going to be two classes of people in this country. Only two. There's no sitting on the fence on this. you are either going to be dependent on the government or you're going to be independent. Independent. Which class are you going to join? Independent or dependent? I choose to be independent because we know what they want to do to us. They want to take our numbers down drastically, 95%. And we're well into that. Right now, into the Midwest, there are grocery stores that have nothing on the shelves. Coming to a store near you, back to you, Vincent.
Okay, class. So if you want to know about Chernobyl, there has been releases and probably are increasing right at this moment. I can't prove this. It's just intuition and my training
and
experience and reading.
No, Russia did threaten. They warned Europe that they could have some nuclear fallout from Chernobyl.
Right. So if Chernobyl is detonated, there will be an increase in the release of iodine-131, cesium-137, plutonium, strontium, and all into the atmosphere. And it'll rain down. It will fall down and it will cause cancers like we have never seen. Now, class, don't believe anything I say or anything that you hear on USA Prepares or anything that you hear in the media. Do your own research. We're trying to tell you what we think based on our experience, our research, our knowledge base, and what we've learned in the past. That's what we're sharing with you. So what you're hearing now is it's like a call to action, as our announcer says. It's a call to action. You need to prepare for yourself, prepare for your family. If you need dog food, get it. If you need pasta, you know, long-term storage, get it. If you need spaghetti sauce, get it. But make sure you've got, once that runs out, you've got to have the next level of preparation, like seeds, fertilizer, potting soil, and a garden. And you know what's happening in Ukraine right now? There is a parking lot. It used to be a highway. It's a parking lot with people trying to evacuate. It's terrifying. Imagine if that happened here.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Isaacs, for waking up in the middle of the night to be on this broadcast class. And I want to thank Greg Lesher because, Greg, you were a real gentleman allowing Gwyneth to share your time that you have 1 hour per week here at USA Prepares as an instructor. Class, I'd like to point you to a direction. Greg Lesher wrote a couple books, and you can go to Amazon and find them. You can go to, it's Greg Lesher, L-E-S-H-E-R. And Greg, tell us about the book that you've written that is available for purchase.
Well, I want to begin with by saying, folks, you're listening to three people who are doing just what these books are written about. We're not just writing and selling. And frankly, for instance, my book, I don't think you're going to see it on a food preparation store, because in my book, I show you how you can put together a full year's supply of food for a family of four for under $300. I've included this information. So you can do it yourself. You buy it, you put the items together, you can put them in Ziploc baggies, you can put them in 4 gallon buckets. In fact, a 4 gallon bucket will last my family, well, if it was meant to last a family of seven, for a whole month. And it does. It's very filling. You walk away full and filling and fully full of nutrients. But these books that we're talking about, we actually have done them and put them to use. Okay. And, the book that I'm talking about right now on survival would be, Vincent's book on how to do things efficiently. It would be Gwyneth's book that she's putting together on, and also my book that I've put together called, Don't Just Survive Off Grid, Thrive, a do-it-yourself guide to self-reliance. Remember, we're either going to be self-reliant or we're going to be dependent on the government. And they're already approved. They've already approved the vaccine to be sprayed into crops. If you're going to be dependent on that, you're going to have the vaccine one way or the other. And right now, everybody that I know that has the vaccine, they are in the sixth state, and they're getting worse. And anyway, my website, I've got two websites. One is OutbackEnergySystems.com, and the other is RealWaterIndependence.com. And all three books can be found on that those sites. Back to you, Vincent.
Okay, class. And seriously, if radiation is released into the atmosphere, distillation is probably your best choice for pure water.
Only choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And that being said, it's in Greg's book. I've read every single word of Greg's book. He asked me to read it prior to publication. And I read every word at least five times. At least five times. So I suggest you consider that. You can go to realwaterindependence.com. And if you're interested in off-grid solutions for powerful living, sustainable living, OutbackEnergySystems.com. Gwyneth, you mentioned to me that you were writing the book based on the emails that you sent me, and I thought, gosh, this is going to be a fairly large book. And I was thinking, a couple hundred pages. You thought maybe 400 or 500 pages. It's not 400 or 500 pages. So would you please tell our class, it didn't hit the number 400 or 500. What did it hit?
I still haven't finished collating it all together yet, but so far it's over 500 pages. It's about 550 pages so far. By the time it's finished, it's going to be over 700 pages. But I don't want people to get intimidated by that, because most of the emails are between 2 and 3 pages long, and they're almost all self-contained little universes of information. They are like a 1,000-word essay that you can read in maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Each.
Mm-hmm. You could read each of these emails. They each take probably about some of them you could read in like a minute or 2 minutes. Most of them you could read within 10 minutes. And they are really, most of them are self-contained. There's a few that run into a series of maybe 3 or 4 emails. But all of them, they're really, really worthwhile reading. And it's the sort of thing where you could just pick it out, read it, say, gee, that's great, and then go on to the, go on with the rest of your day. That's how this is built.
Yeah. And there's one other.
I can hear the music.
Yeah,
I can hear the music.
We're out of time. And
Russians have a 4-month growing season.
Get started right now, class.
They do on a 4-month growing season. If they can do it, you can do it.
And get started today. Start your seeds in cups with some starting soil, potting soil, and water them and keep them warm and put them in some light, and then you can transplant them later after they germinate and they're strong enough. Class, this 700-page plus book is volume 1. There are 3 volumes that I know of. Greg, thank you so much. OutbackEnergySystems.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.